Have you ever lost it? I mean, really lost it. I have. And when I lost it, I'm laughing now, but I have grieved over losing it because what I did was I acted like a fool. I'm not a fool, but I acted like a fool in his folly. And oh, beloved, my problem was I didn't follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. I was angry and I was going to act. What do you do when you act like that? We'll talk about it today. Sometimes, beloved, when you find yourself in a wilderness situation, what happens is you just blow it. I mean, you've had it up to here and you blow it. You can be a wise man. You can be a man or a woman after God's own heart. And yet, if you're not careful, if you do not listen to wisdom, then you can blow it and you can blow it royally. Well, that's where David is. David is so upset with Nabal that he has come to put Nabal and all of his men to death. I mean, he is ready to wipe them out because Nabal has refused to give of his plenty to supply David and his men when David and his men have protected Nabal's shepherds. It is not like Nabal doesn't have anything. This is a very, very wealthy man. This is a wealthy man, and thank God that he has an intelligent woman, a woman of good understanding, and she happens to be very attractive on top of that. Well, where we left in our last lesson was David was on his way and Abigail met him on his way, and now she is talking to him. Now she is sharing with him what is going on. And what she does is she acknowledges what David is facing. I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 25, and listen to Abigail's words to David. She says, "Please do not let my Lord pay attention to this worthless man, Nabal, for as his name is, so he is. Nabal is his name, which means fool, as you know, and folly is with him. But I, your maidservant, did not see the young men of the Lord whom you sent." Now, let's just stop and put a cross-reference here because I want you to see that a fool acts in his folly. Folly is the description of the actions of a fool. And I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16. Now, I've told you that there are many references to a fool in Proverbs. They're in the 30s. They're in the middle 30s. But in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16, it says, "Every prudent man acts with knowledge." Every prudent man acts with knowledge. "But a fool displays folly." In other words, he does not act appropriately. Now, what you have is you have a contrast here, a contrast between David, who is a man after God's own heart, and Nabal, who is a fool, and folly is his name. But what you find in this verse is that every prudent man acts with knowledge. But David is not about to act with knowledge. David is about to blow it. And so Abigail, as she talks to him, remember in verse 28, she says, "Please forgive the transgression of your maidservant, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord an enduring house because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord." Now that's knowledge. And what she's doing, what Abigail is doing, is she's reminding David of truth. She's calling David not to blow it, not to react, but to respond according to truth. And so she goes on to say, "And evil may not be found in you all your days." Now, evil is about to be found in him. And when you and I blow it, darling, or sir, when we blow it, then evil is found in us. And I will tell you why it is evil, because it's of the flesh. and the flesh profits nothing. The things that the flesh produces end up in disaster. And that's why we have to learn to walk, as I've taught you earlier, by the Spirit, so that we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. He says the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. Galatians 5:16. So it is normal, it is natural to act this way. It is normal, it is natural to act apart from knowledge, to just play the fool and to act in your folly because you've had it. That's what the flesh does. And that's why when the flesh is desiring and crying out for satisfaction, you've got to put it into the gear. You've got to put it into overdrive and overdrive the flesh by walking in the Spirit. Well, she's reminding him of truth. She goes on to say, in verse 29, should anyone rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, then the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God. But the lives of your enemies, he will sling out as the hollow of a sling. In other words, God's going to take your enemies and he's going to sling them out. God slings them out, not you. And see, this is what David is about to do. David is a wise man, but he's not about to act in his knowledge. He's about to act like a fool and do something foolish. He's acting in his folly. And so when he does this, wisdom comes along. Abigail, this woman of good understanding, comes along and says, now, wait a minute, David, let's consider this. It's God's job to take care of your enemies, and God will take care of your enemies. It's your job to be everything that God wants you to be. And that's what God wants to say to you today. God wants you and God wants me to know, hey, you're not going to accomplish anything by blowing it. You're not going to accomplish anything by walking according to your own understanding, by just letting her rip. If you do, you are going to regret it. Watch what she goes on to say. And when the Lord does for my Lord, according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and appoints you ruler over Israel. She's reminding him of his high calling. You say, but I'll never be a ruler over anything. Listen, if you're a child of God, you are a kingdom of priests unto God. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 5 that you are going to rule and reign with him on the earth. So what you're going through now is like a preparatory school. You're in a private school, in a prep school that is preparing you for eternity. Don't blow it. I'm not saying you're going to miss eternity. I'm just going to say that you're going to be ashamed. You don't blow up when you don't have to. And you and I, if we have the Spirit of God living inside of us, if we are true children of God, we don't have to blow it. We only blow it when we choose to ignore the Spirit and walk by the flesh. And then she goes on to say, this will not cause grief or a troubled heart to my Lord, both by shedding blood without cause and by my Lord. Now watch, this is so important, having avenged himself. God tells us in the New Testament in Romans chapter 13 that vengeance is of the Lord, says God. He reminds us that in Romans chapter 13 as Paul writes to the church at Rome. He is reminding them from chapter 12 through chapter 16 how they are to walk in the light of what the gospel has done in their lives. And he tells them that they are not to take vengeance. And he quotes the Old Testament. So we're not to avenge ourselves. We're to let God do the avenging. And what David is on, he is not on a military mission. He is not getting rid of the enemy as God told him to do and told the children of Israel to do. No, this is another Jew. And David is acting in his anger. He is acting in his fury, and he is blowing it. And so God, because he loves David, comes along and sends Abigail, or how you want to say, however you want to say it. Abigail is what we say. They say Abigail. And so they send God sends her, a woman of good understanding. And she's not hard to look at either. All right. And she says, this will not cause grief or a troubled heart to my Lord. If you blow it, I guarantee you, if you blow it, you're going to feel bad about it. You're going to feel bad. It's going to bring grief. It's going to bring a troubled heart. And there are so many people that I know that are living with a troubled heart because they did blow it, because they moved out of God's timing. Now, remember this. David is in the wilderness. This is another kind of wilderness experience. And when you and I are in a wilderness, when we are going through this time when life is difficult and where there are all sorts of tests and trials, and when we haven't really come to our full potential, or we are not have not achieved what we believe God has for our life, but we're in this waiting period and we're in this holding path, or we're in this place of testing and trial and temptation, it is so easy to blow it. I know so many men and women that have walked out of a marriage and then deeply regret it because they didn't go according to the scriptures. I know many, many people that have just made decisions and they have spent money when they shouldn't have, and now they're living with the consequences. Other decisions that they did not seek God on. And so this puts them in a difficult situation. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Are you able to say, been there, done that? I understand. I've been there and I've done that, not on divorce, unfortunately, but I've been there and I've done that. And I can remember when I, who am a wise woman because I know the word, played the fool and acted in my folly. Well, she goes on to say, shedding blood without cause and by my Lord having avenged himself. When the Lord deals well with my Lord, then remember your maidservant. Now, what's the next thing that she does? She says, I know that you're going to rise to the occasion. I know that you're going to be the man that you ought to be. Isn't that wonderful? Don't we all need that encouragement? Don't we need that help? Don't we need that hope? I know you're going to be the man, the woman you ought to be. We'll talk about it more when I come back.
Forty-five years ago, Precept Ministries was born in a little valley in Tennessee, in a barn actually. Since then, it has grown and crossed oceans and borders to 180 countries and over 70 languages. But many people still don't know, what is Precept? Precept Ministries International is a network of people who see the Word of God as essential for knowing, loving, and following Him in daily life. Precept writes Bible studies using an inductive study method so that people can discover the truth of God's Word for themselves, rather than just reading or listening to someone else's thoughts and interpretations. That sounds great if you have the time, right? That's the hard part. The clock running away from us and an endless to-do list. If we let it, not having enough time for the things that matter will define our lives. Precept Ministries wants to walk differently with you, pointing you to Jesus continually. Our mission is for people to be established in God's Word. Precept is for the 9-to-5 workers, the 8-to-3 students, and the 24/7 parents. It's for the people with questions. It's for disciple makers. It's for the church and the community. It's for you.
Welcome back, beloved. I've got good news for you. Listen to what David does. He acts as a wise man. He doesn't play the fool with a fool. In verse 32, then David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your discernment. And blessed be you who have kept me this day from bloodshed and from avenging myself by my own hand. I am so thankful that God sent you. And I am so thankful for you. And I am so thankful that you have brought me to my senses. You say, I wish I had a good-looking Abigail. Well, you may not have a good-looking Abigail, but I want to tell you, you have the wisdom of God. And you have the wisdom of God in the Word. And, I mean, He didn't have all that you and I have. You and I have the whole counsel of God. You and I have everything that is necessary. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is in this book. Everything so that you and I might walk uprightly, so that you and I might take the path of righteousness. It's all here. You have more than a good-looking Abigail. You have the wisdom of God. And so I wrote in my Bible, the wisdom of God is your Abigail. Listen. The wisdom of God is your Abigail. Listen. And it is beautiful, just like Abigail. All right. So God uses her to stop him. Now watch in verse 34. He says, nevertheless, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me from harming you, unless you had come quickly to meet me, surely there would not have been left to Nabal until the morning light as much as one male. I would have killed every man if you hadn't gotten here in time. Now, what does that tell you? What that tells you is, it's a verse in Isaiah, and right now I can't remember where it is, but it's a verse in Isaiah, and it says, He awakens my ear morning by morning to listen as a disciple. And that's why, beloved, it is so important for you to begin your day with God. I think not just in your day with God, but to begin your day with God. And I will tell you why. Because you're getting ready to go up and out into the world. And so you've got to know the Word that is going to sustain you in the world. Now, how do you do that? Well, this program's part of that plan. I mean, God has laid it on our heart to have precepts for life, because we are looking for people who are looking for truth and who want to discover it for themselves, who are willing to discipline themselves to do Bible study, who are willing to go through the Bible chapter, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. And so we have all sorts of tools, even beyond this program, to help you. I mean, you can do online Bible studies with us. You can go deeper in all sorts of ways for children, for teens, for adults. You want to know more? I hope you want to know more. I've prayed you want to know more. So just go online to preceptsforlife.com. That's preceptsforlife.com. And while you're there, you can download the study guide so that you can learn how to study the Bible inductively. By inductively, I mean that you go straight to the Word of God yourself to get God's understanding of His Word. And anyone can do it. It's not a matter of education. It's a matter of relationship to God. And if you are a born-again child of God, if you have been saved, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and your life has changed, you have a resident tutor, you have God the Spirit inside of you to lead you and guide you into all truth. And the purpose of this program is to help you do that, to give you means and skills for doing that. All right, now, verse 35. So David received from her hand what she had brought, the food, to him, and said to her, go to your house in peace. See, I have listened to you and granted your request. Now, he's listened. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. And by the way, if you can read a chapter of Proverbs every day, there's one for every day of the month, then you are going to learn so much. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. So if you say, you know, I blew it, I couldn't help it, they had it coming, you're playing the fool. And you're saying it's right in your eyes, and God is saying it's never right for you to blow it, because then you're not walking by the Spirit. But watch. But a wise man is he who listens to counsel. David was a wise man. He listened to the counsel of this woman of good understanding. Verse 36, then Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he was holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. I mean, he was a wealthy man, and Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. So she did not tell him anything at all until the morning light. I mean, why tell a drunk what's going on? He won't remember it. But in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him so that he became as a stone. He probably went into cardiac arrest, and he's just lying there, slowly dying. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. Now, isn't that what she said? God is going to avenge, and God did avenge. God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Listen, the unjust and the wicked will not get away with their wickedness. Sometimes it looks like it, but it ain't going to happen, honey, because there's a righteous God in heaven. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept back his servant from evil. God, you are so good. You took him out. You kept me from taking him out. You kept me from having all this grief and this bloodshed on his hand. The Lord has also returned the evil doing of Nabal on his own head. And beloved, if you're married to a fool, if you're living with a fool, you need to read Proverbs, mark every reference to a fool. But listen, don't take your own vengeance. God will deal with the fool. Then David sent a proposal to Abigail to take her as his wife. And when the servants of David came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her saying, David has sent us to take you as his wife. So she arose and she bowed with her face to the ground and said, behold, your maidservant is a maid to wash the feet of my Lord's servants. Then Abigail quickly arose and rode on a donkey with her five maidens who attended her. And she followed the messengers of David and became his wife. Oh, what do you see? You see David married to a woman of good understanding. Here's a picture, beloved. Here's a picture. You need to be married to wisdom. You need to have good understanding. You're getting knowledge now. We're getting knowledge. We're learning these things. But wisdom is applying that knowledge. Wisdom is to depart from evil. Wisdom is to know God and act accordingly. Don't blow it. Act the wise person. Welcome to Precept Ministries International. We're at our women's conference, and we have been studying Ready Today for what is coming tomorrow. And we have had a great, great time. We have had such incredible, incredible fellowship. But that fellowship has been around the Word of God. Because when you come here, what you do is you open the book. And we take you through a book of the Bible, or we take you through a topic, but you're looking at the Word of God. We have seminars to meet all your needs, but the fellowship that goes on around the tables, the prayer times, the singing, it's awesome. We wish that you were here. Why don't you come and join us at our next women's conference? Abigail had her own wilderness experience, didn't she? And yet God delivered her. She was a woman of good understanding. We'll talk more about this in our next program. But what I want us to do is I want us to focus on not playing the fool in our folly. I want us to focus on, as we look at God's precept for life today, what is God telling us about fools and the way that they behave? Well, let's look at Proverbs chapter 14. And in Proverbs chapter 14, in verse 1, it says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands." One of the things that you see about Abigail is that she was a wise woman, and she did not tear down her house. She did not fight against her husband. Rather, she continued to walk in her wisdom, and in walking in her wisdom, God used her to spare the household, because there's more to a marriage than just a man and a wife. There's all the relationships that are affected by that marriage. There's the children, there's the family, there's the friends, there's the church, there's the community. And so this wise woman built her house. She didn't tear it down with her own hands. And it goes on to say, "He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways despises him." And then we drop down to verse 7, where it says, "Leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern words of knowledge." What God wants you and me to understand today is this: don't run around with fools. Don't keep the company of fools. Now, if you're married to one, you still, in a sense, being married to that one, do not listen to that one in their folly, in their folly. I'm not saying do not be an unsubmissive wife or anything like that, but I'm saying do not listen to them in their folly. But know this, that they do not walk in knowledge. It says the wisdom of the sensible is to understand his way. And that's what Abigail did. She understood her way. And that's what she helped David do. It says, "But the foolishness of fools is deceit, and fools mock at sin. But among the upright, there is goodwill." So if you're running around with people that are laughing at sin and mocking at sin and saying, "Oh, God doesn't know what we're doing," or "God doesn't see evil," or "God's a God of love, he's not a God of justice or judgment," you're walking with a fool. So stay away from that fool. In other words, get yourself wisdom. Get yourself the Abigail of the Bible and walk in good understanding.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.